Jake, on seeing Stubby holding Lefty's gun, suddenly realized the confrontation he had tried to avoid was more serious than he had guessed. Grabbing a half-empty whiskey bottle by its neck, he rushed down the bar and was in back of Crazy Red with the uplifted bottle as George carefully pulled the gun from its holster. Lefty was furious.
"You guys are in real trouble," he shouted. "When I tell my friends in Detroit about you, your numbers will be up."
Rosabelle brushed his threat aside as not worthy of answer. She turned to George, who was examining Red's pistol.
"George," she said, "weren't you just telling me your boat was all set to go out on the lake for a little late fall fishing, but you were held up because you hadn't been able to recruit a couple of strong backs to help you in your fishing operations?"
Looking up at the scraggy red-haired man who was now glaring at Jake, George nodded, saying,
"Yeah, that's right, Rosabelle." "Okay," Rosabelle announced. "You two have just volunteered to give George a hand. Of course, you'll have to be out on the lake for a couple of days, say until after the election." "You can't shanghai us like that," Lefty protested. "Now, now, boys," Rosabelle said in a soothing tone. "Let's don't be like that. We wouldn't think of doing anything illegal like shanghaiing a couple of law-abiding citizens like you two. I assumed you wanted to volunteer to go with George, because otherwise we're going to escort you to the sheriff's office and turn you in for impersonating police officers and goodness knows what else. But first, you're going to get back on the phone and tell Judge McTavish you've changed your minds and won't need a search warrant. Then me and my friends are going along with you and George to his fishing boat to see you off. Any questions?"
There were none.